one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Strike ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three.
That is hammered into left.
Okay, let's get to it.
We're contenders now.
My job is to be a professional goofball.
That's right, it's baseball.
Baseball is back today, at least for the major leagues. The minor leagues, on the other hand, have to wait another week until next Thursday. But here's something you may not have heard about. This season might be a lot more difficult for thousands of minor league players because of a small provision in the federal spending bill that was just passed last week. It's on page 1967, and it's called the Save America's Pastime Act. The provision exempts minor league players from federal labor law requirements, meaning players could make well below minimum wage. Garrett Brushhouse knows all too well the challenges of being a minor league player. He was a minor league pitcher in the San Francisco Giants farm system from 2004 to 2009. Now he's an attorney fighting for minor league players' rights. Garrett, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the Save America's Pastime Act?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's an exemption from our basic minimum wage laws for Major League Baseball. It was really quite surprising that it made it in there. You know, this is an industry that's a $12 billion industry. MLB has seen revenue growing exponentially. And instead of doing the right thing and raising the salaries for minor league players, as we've been fighting for a few years now, you know, they spent over $2.6 million lobbying Congress the last couple of years and succeeded getting an exemption from our minimum wage laws tacked onto a spending bill, even though it has nothing to do with government spending at all.
So in 2016 and 2017, Major League Baseball spent something along the lines of $1.32 million on lobbying expenses. Were they behind the lobbying efforts?
Oh, without a doubt. This is directly related to our efforts to increase salaries. You know, we've been trying to bring attention to the matter, and we've been trying to ask them and make them comply with just our country's basic minimum wage laws, you know, the same laws that Walmart and McDonald's comply with. But unfortunately, you know, they decided to try to flex their political muscle and hire powerful lobbyists, and they succeeded in getting our Congress to insert something that isn't needed at all for the industry, and that's going to harm thousands of minor league players.
So you say it isn't needed at all in the industry, and it's going to harm players. How will this actually affect the lives of minor league players?
Well, it's rough, and especially this time of year is rough. You know, one of the things we have been trying to change is their ability to not pay players during spring training. So most people don't realize that players are only paid during the season. And even during the season, the salary started only $1,100 per month. So players only make a few thousand dollars per year. And one of the toughest time periods for them is spring training, because they're expected to work every day during spring training. So months straight of work, often 10-hour days, so 50 to 70-hour work weeks, and they aren't paid at all for that work.
So you used to do this. What was your day-to-day life like when you were a player?
It's tough. You know, guys survive a couple of ways. One, there are a few guys that do get decent signing bonuses, but those are the minority of guys. And so they can use their signing bonuses. But again, since that's the minority, most people can't do that. The other players have to lean on family to get by, to help them with rent, to help them with food bills, just your normal day-to-day expenses. They often lean on family. If they aren't lucky enough to have family that can help them out, I see guys resort to credit card debt. You know, I remember riding on a bus a couple of times, and one of my teammates would receive phone calls from debt collectors. So here he is, he's, you know, 23, 24, and he's in professional baseball and trying to reach his lifelong dream, and he already has debt collectors calling him. I mean, it was really an unfortunate thing.
Is that why they stick to it? Because there's this dream that you're going to make it to the big leagues and get one of those, you know, six or seven figure contracts?
Yeah, so that's the carrot that's dangled in front of them. But just because a person is chasing a dream doesn't mean that a company shouldn't be required to comply with basic minimum wage laws. You know, there are all kinds of industries where you have the opportunity to grow, and you have the opportunity to climb the ladder and at the end of the day, hopefully make a lot of money. But we have basic minimum wage laws for a reason, so that companies don't exploit workers. And so companies, if there is an excess supply of labor, can't suppress the wages below a livable wage.
And you're trying to change that, right? You're challenging this. You have a court case right now, hey?
Yeah, so we brought our case all the way back in 2014. And so it's been working its way through the court system since it's a new type of lawsuit. It's the first of its kind, trying to apply our basic minimum wage laws to minor league baseball players. And instead of letting that court process play out, though, Major League Baseball bought itself an exemption.
Garrett Brushhouse, attorney and former minor league baseball player with the San Francisco Giants organization. Thank you.
Thank you.